Well, it's the 13th. Tomorrow's Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody. Anyway, don't forget to get your lovely wife a Valentine or a rose, you know. I've entitled this video, Don't Frown, Worry, Fuss, or Complain. I got a little poem to read you. I just wrote it this evening, and I read it to my son and my wife a while ago. Don't frown so much. Depend on God's touch. Smile at the world today, a reflection of your soul, and say, don't worry so much. God's touch. Stress will only bring you down. Turn that frown upside down. Don't fuss so much. Depend on God's touch. Arguing will only make you blue. Depend on Christ to see you through. Don't complain so much. Depend on God's touch. On His blessing you can depend. Always rest in Him. Well, that's what we need to do, isn't it? It's easier said than done. By the way, that poem's to myself, too. Okay. When truth is revealed to the soul, men will know God is in control. No man can alter God's decree. When a man is predestinated to adoption and becomes part of God's family, what great comfort this brings to his heart to know that from Christ he will never depart. God's decree will and cannot be changed. God's decree cannot be changed, even though man thinks he can God rearrange. God is absolute and in control. Man cannot change the destiny of his soul. For God is the one who shows mercy and grace. All glory to him we extol. A tender, loving spirit is a gift from God. To love one's brother, to this God gives his nod. To encourage one another is a wonderful thing. Each other to God this glory brings. Brothers and sisters living in one accord is ordained by Christ. He smiles at our fellowship, and in this he takes delight. Next one I've entitled, Is It a Smile or a Tear? Is it a smile or a tear that God has given you today? Whatever he has given you, he will be with you always. Excuse me. Is it a smile or a tear, sorrow or gladness, mirth or sadness? We shall never fear. Is it a smile or a tear? Is your heart heavy or light? Know this, child of God, for you he's done everything right. Well, I'm glad to know that God is in control. He has ordained all things by the word of his power. And that regardless of what we may be going through, God has our backs. all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and them who are the called according to his purpose. Now that doesn't say all things are good. It says all things work together for good. You know, I never will forget an old minister I knew told the story about he was getting ready to go to a service and his car wouldn't start. So he went out to try to get his car started and he got his hands all greasy and everything. He finally got the car going and it took him about 15 minutes. He gets in the car and his wife says, "Well now, honey, you know, God could have caused that to happen to keep us from having an accident up the road." And he said, "Yeah, God could have delayed it for us to wait 15 minutes so we would get in an accident up the road." It works both ways, doesn't it? It works both ways. Have you ever had something happen in your life that you had to shake your head and say, "Why is this going on? Why am I going through this? What's the purpose behind this?" I've had that many, many times in my life. You know, and I remember one night I was teaching school and Rosette and I came home and we looked in our backyard and in the tree was this great big old owl just staring at me. And I thought, I wonder why God sent that owl up there in that tree looking at me that way. He's just staring at me like, why are you, you know, why are you looking at me, you know? I just sent out a link to a video of an eagle in California in her nest sitting on her eggs. It was a beautiful video. You know, God's creation is really wonderful. You know, I never get tired of seeing his creation. And, you know, when you think about all the things that he's created, it's mind-boggling. It's absolutely mind-boggling. And I was thinking about this one night, and this poem came to me, and I've read it on air several times, but I'm going to read it again. If you'll bear with me, if I can find it in here. It's called "Creation is a Wonder of Your Might." Listen to this poem as I read it to you. "When I awake at dawn and the sunlight glimmers on my face, Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of your might. When my heart feels the comfort of your Spirit's wooing, I want to thank you for your amazing grace. When the flowers bend their heads, waving to me at sunrise, Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of your might. When I remember resurrection morning, your Son rising from the dead, I want to thank you for your glory fills the skies. When I see the robin, the redbird, and the dove waking to a new day, Father, I know that creation is a wonder of your might. Knowing that Christ is seated at your right hand, I know someday I to paradise will take my flight. When the squirrels rise early playing in the trees, Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of your might. I then know that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And thank you again for your love shown on Calvary. When I see and hear the waters of a creek on the mountainside, Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of your might. And the water and the blood that flowed from your riven side reminds me to be so thankful for the day for me you died. And in the early evening when the sun begins to set, Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of your might. As the cool breeze blows and the robin returns unto her nest, the rest I have in Christ, your perfect sacrifice, was met. When I see the fawn by the road peering through the trees, Father, I then know that creation is one of your might. And I see her mother not very far away. Once again, the great shepherd beckons me to my knees. When this old world with all its sin is burnt up and destroyed, Father, I will then know that creation is a wonder of your might. As the new Jerusalem descends from heaven with wonder and delight, I want to thank you for fulfilling Christ's promise, and I'll be overjoyed. What marvels will await for me in this new city, I am told. Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of your might. I'll live in a city where I'll never grow old, and I'll thank you forever for the sweetest story ever told. Well, I hope you all have had a good day today, and I hope that you have been able to see God's wonder in his creation today. And tomorrow morning when you get up, look up into the skies and look out and see God's wonderful universe and the marvelous things he's created, and give him thanks for all that he's given you, the blessings that he's given us. May the good Lord be with you tonight in a special way is my prayer. God bless.